"What's wrong?" she said, seeing his unhappy face. "I wouldn't tell Grandfather why your mother wanted to see me, because I promised her not to tell anyone," he said. "But then Grandfather tried to shake the truth out of me, so I came up here and shut myself in."
"I expect he's sorry he did that," said Joe.
"Go down and say you're sorry. I'll help you."
"No, I won't," said Laurie angrily. "I was sorry about Meg, and I asked her to forgive me, but I won't do it again when I'm not the one who is wrong. He ought to believe me when I say I can't tell him something. I don't like being shaken like that, and I won't go down until he apologizes."
"Listen, if I get your grandfather to apologize for shaking you, will you go down?" said Joe.
"Yes, but you won't do it," answered Laurie.
"If I can manage the young one, then I can manage the old one," Joe said to herself as she went downstairs.
"Come in,"
said Mr. Lawrence when she knocked on his door.
"It's me, sir," said Joe. "I'm returning a book."
"Do you want any more?"
said the old man, looking annoyed but trying not to show it.